Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Today we have as our guest the Reverend Joel Strom, who's associate pastor at Towson Presbyterian Church in Towson. And Joel's here today to talk to us about the various things that the church does, especially in social justice. So, Joel, if I can call you that, Reverend Strom, welcome.
Joel is fine.
Joel's fine. Great, great. Yeah, well, I can't pretend to not to know you because I am a member of Towson Presbyterian.
Yes, and, you are.
So I'm not going to pretend that we're unacquainted. but first of all, for those of our listeners who are not familiar, could you tell us a little bit about the church?
Absolutely, yeah. And Bill, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Sure. Towson Presbyterian Church actually started in Baltimore in 1836, and it wasn't until 1923 that they moved north to Towson, and we've been here ever since. We have a great property here, a great building here in Towson, but it's, you know, after 1923, and when we expanded in the 50s, it's getting a little old and needs some upkeep, but it's a great building with a beautiful sanctuary, beautiful chapel. I'll also note that we have a preserve that was gifted to us, I believe it was in the 60s, called Beetree Preserve. This is up in Parkton, Maryland. We've got 263 acres up there, and we make it up there occasionally for church functions. Our summer vacation Bible school, we bus our kids up there for a week in the summer for Camp Beetree, but then we have scout groups use it, people hike it. It's a great area. So we are Presbyterian. We're part of the denomination, the Presbyterian Church USA. And so I clarify that because there are, when you say Presbyterian, it can mean many, many things. There's many different expressions of it. And so we are part of the Presbyterian Church USA. And then in more of a local context, we're part of the Presbytery of Baltimore. We have multiple ministries going on. We've got an adult spiritual formation program. Find all of this at towsonpress.org. But we've taken our adult spiritual formation offerings, broken them into three categories. Belong, where you kind of build community within the church, and then Become, which is where you can take a step in spiritual formation, and then bless, which is what we're going to talk about more today, which is where you use your kind of hands and feet to get out and bless our surrounding communities.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I've been here for 7 years and 7.5 years. Just came off a 3-month sabbatical. Which was fantastic, and it's really it's a great community of faith. I am
That it is.
Love being here.
The membership's around 500, 600, 700, something like that.
We're actually below 500 now. We're in the the 480s, and like all churches these days, we have shifted to kind of how we are in community with one another. And so with COVID, we've been meeting virtually for worship, and for a good chunk of time, everything was virtual, everything, including all spiritual formation opportunities, all kind of committee gatherings. But we are back in person for worship and for other activities. But we are simultaneously still virtual, to the point where we just this fall launched an intentional virtual community. And so while we will always have in-person gatherings, we're also going to have virtual gatherings, to the point where some people will be doing both virtual and in person, but some will also just be doing virtual. And so we in this time of COVID, which has also brought kind of opportunities for new explorations of ways to be church, we are pushing our chips in on virtual too.
Yeah, I think
something that we're going to be.
I think that's a great idea because there are a number of folks out there that are most comfortable and it fits their schedule better just to do the virtual nowadays.
Yeah. It's a whole new way of kind of thinking about church, and we are part of what they call the mainline church, being Presbyterian and part of the Presbyterian Church USA, and we're usually a little behind the curve on some things, but certain evangelical churches, I think, have been exploring this for a while now, but we're really kind of going for it when it comes to virtual community and trying to build authentic community within the virtual world.
That's great. Thank you. Let's talk about the church's major social justice activities. I know we're doing an awful lot. Maybe you can mention just some of them, Joel?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'll tell you about my first Sunday here. This was 7.5, almost 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had come down for my interview, so no one knew who I was. And I remember going down to our fellowship hall right after the service, worship service, and I could tell that I was rubbing shoulders with people that were members, but also there was some homeless people there too, and some maybe that weren't part of our church, but were here for what we called Sunday community lunch, which was this lunch that we have right after worship. And it was really a important moment for me where I could say that this church was doing something different, not just kind of talking about serving the poor, but actively engaged with it. And so before I got here, they had started a ministry called Sunday Community Lunch, where every Sunday right after worship at 12 o'clock, we would serve a hot meal.
Mm-hmm.
To anywhere from 15 to 30 guests. It varied every week. And these were friends that were homeless and also some that were working poor and some that just enjoyed stopping by for a free meal. And we had made it sustainable at its creation by building 10 different teams. So each team would be on for a week and it rotated, so then you wouldn't be on for another 2.5 months.
Uh-huh.
And this allowed us to keep this going, so it wasn't the same people serving every week.
Yeah, not burn folks out.
Absolutely. And
while
these ministries are fantastic, they absolutely can burn you out. And so we not only served the meal, but part of it was the community aspect of it, where after we served our guests, each team was encouraged to go and have lunch themselves and to sit with our guests. After you've been doing it for enough years, even if you're on a team that only serves every 2.5 months, you see a lot of our same guests every week, and you start to build relationships.
That's wonderful.
And that's
the way to really reach out to other communities, not just in some money way or some sponsored program way, but actually, you know, getting to know folks.
Absolutely. And that's something that we've really felt was near and dear to us in this ministry, was just as important is the food, just as important is the relationship, is the conversation, is the give and take that comes from sitting down with someone and learning about their life. And so it has been going on for 13 years, though it took a break the last couple. But we had it really became an opportunity for people to serve. So within TPC, within Towson Presbyterian Church, but also without. So teams would ask their neighbors from where they live to come and join, and which we loved. And some people that started to explore TPC a little more, and some not at all. And it's an opportunity to serve. And
Rather than some marketing thing.
Absolutely.
I know the same thing is the Grab and Go's meals partnership with Mount Bethel AME.
Yes, that's Mount Calvary AME, which is just down the street. That's right, just down the street from us in Towson. And so once COVID hit, we kind of shut down our building, and we weren't having weren't serving food or having people inside. And so what happened was it was very organic how it kind of happened. We had some extra food from an event we were going to have. And we heard that Mount Calvary, just down the street from us, who had a Wednesday night meal, that they were keeping their ministry going, but instead of inviting people into their building, were preparing a lunch that then they would bring to some of the low-income housing in Towson. And so I brought some food over to them. They said they would definitely take it, and they kind of said, hey, would you like to help in some way? And we started to explore that here, and we met with their leadership, and then we started helping out one Wednesday a month, and then we got up to two Wednesdays a month for a period of time, where a lot of our Sunday community lunch teams and others who had never participated started to help prepare a meal, where we would donate food. A team would then put it together, and then we drop it off. And so that became one of the silver linings for us throughout COVID. During such
That's wonderful.
Challenging time for us to kind of slowly build relationships with this church down the street and partner with them in hunger ministries.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about ACTC, the Assistance Center for Towson Churches, that Towson Pres is very active, and I know that a member of the church is the current director.
Correct.
And
yeah.
It's an excellent thing in Towson, right?
Absolutely. And our longtime member, Linda Lotz, is now the director of ACTC. So the Assistance Center of Towson Churches goes back, I believe, at least 35 years. They just recently had their 35-year anniversary. It's made up of about 66 faith communities, churches in the Towson area. And so it began as this way for churches to kind of compile resources. They found that they were often kind of serving the same people in different ways. And wanted a place where they could kind of send people who were struggling. And so we've been a partner of ACTC for a long time. And so ACTC does a great job of first providing food to people. And it's a mix there. It's those that are homeless, but also those that are just struggling to make ends meet. And you don't really get to know just the huge impact that ACTC has until you go and volunteer there and you see all that they do. So it's not just food, it's also financial assistance. It is homeless services, it's referrals for people.
We're just about out of time though, Joel. I know that the Towson Press also does mission trips and peacemaking. We're working on various anti-racism things and gun violence. And I guess folks can find out a lot more about the church by going on the web or by calling, huh?
Yeah, TowsonPress.org is the best place to find us. You can also call us 410-823-6500, but you'll see a little more about what we're doing in that BLESS category I was talking about. So we also support Student Support Network. You'll find them. They're studentsupportnetwork.org. ACTConline.info is a great way to learn about them. We also are an Earth Care congregation. Yeah, we could talk for a lot longer, Bill.
We could talk a lot longer, but unfortunately, though, we're out of time. Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, the Reverend Joel Strom, who is Towson Presbyterian, Church in Towson for being our guest today. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Bill. Really glad to be on. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, thank you for coming. And keep up your good work for all of us.
And you as well. And you
thank
as well.
You. Thanks. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.